Today, there were more signs that North Koreans are preparing to restart their nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that fresh fuel was being added to a reactor at the same plant where seals placed by international monitors were broken less than a week ago. News analyst Daniel Shore observes that North Korea's nuclear weapons capabilities have prompted a series of diplomatic challenges between Washington and Pyongyang.
When President Bush defined Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as an axis of evil, potential threats to the United States with weapons of mass destruction, he could hardly have conceived that within a year he might be confronting all three simultaneously. The president is convinced, although he has yet to demonstrate it, that Iraq has biological weapons and at least a precursor to nuclear weapons. North Korea has confirmed that it's had a secret uranium enrichment plant and now is reactivating a facility that could provide plutonium fuel. Iran has been determined by American intelligence to have a nuclear program that it disguised as a water irrigation project. The most immediate headache for the Bush administration is North Korea, which may already have two or three nuclear devices. The Pyongyang government has proclaimed its own deterrent policy. It is threatening uncontrollable catastrophe in case of hostilities. Further complicating the situation is that some of America's friends are involved in the nuclear arms race. North Korea has been getting help from Pakistan, and Iran from Russia and Ukraine. The United States has not had much luck getting these countries to desist from selling or trading nuclear technology. There is growing fear that with nuclear know-how on the market, there may be still other candidates for membership in the nuclear club whose last publicly known expansion was India and Pakistan in 1998. The chances are that of the three axis of evil countries, North Korea is the most advanced in its nuclear program, Iran is second, and Iraq, if it has a nuclear program, would be third. This suggests that the Bush axis of evil approach, focusing on Iraq as the first priority for military action, is not working out very well. It has enabled North Korea to seize this moment to do the unthinkable, to speak in menacing terms to the superpower. This is Daniel Shore.